Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. This report fascinated me on many levels. Not only did I see the connection between what universities are facing and what a lot of us face with AI, but also the distinction between changing market segments and changing our revenue streams. Now, the latter seems daunting, so that's why I want to explore it here. A lot of us assume that we can't do it. But we can. It just takes a bigger mental shift that many of us envision. And here's why. We fall in love with our way of doing things. I'll use myself as an example, one I am not proud of. For many years, my most popular revenue stream was the Turbocharge project. Clients loved to get the analysis, the platform, the key talking points, all the details at one time that they needed to generate the revenue they deserved. Now, being a perfectionist, I loved having plenty of time to make sure every detail was correct. It was work that I could stand behind to be proud of. And I absolutely loved all the success stories. During those early years, every time someone would approach me to be just a thinking partner, a sounding board, to help them figure the market out, I would respond with an emphatic, no way. I wouldn't even consider giving recommendations without a full-blown analysis. Then one day, someone I really wanted to work with said in exasperation, "Vicki, I just want to rent your brain." And that was the shove I needed to step out of my comfort zone and give advice without a three-week-long analysis. And that experience went so well for both of us that I decided to expand what I can give. And that's how Strategic Sounding Boards was born. The big aha for me, there are many ways to analyze the market and to use that information for my clients. Doing individual analysis isn't the only way. And I thought it was because I was so scared of my recommendations not being perfect. I was married to my methodology instead of being devoted to helping people stand out in super competitive markets. Now, looking back, the opportunities that I turned down was just an act of stupidity. Again, not proud of this. But I don't think I'm alone. I've had a lot of conversations with B2B folks and thought leaders who truly believe that their way is the only option. And that right there, the stories we tell ourselves about what we do, is the biggest obstacles to seeing what's out there for us, who needs us, and the best path forward in this crazy crowded market. So thanks for listening to this long-winded story. Hope it helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.